Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That man played 29 minutes. I sat on my couch in this t-shirt and some Crocs, and I scored just as many points as he did, making $30 million less. Let that sink in for a second, ladies and gentlemen at home. I was on my couch. You and I that's listening to me and watching me, I was on my couch, and Tobias Harris scored the same amount of points as I did.
Hugh, we got to find a silver lining. We got to find it.
Crumble cookie out of here.
It's over. The end of Tobias Harris. Welcome back. Midday Show. The voice, of course, of Shannon Sharpe last night, weighing in on Tobias. And yes, to Shannon and you and I and everybody else around here, sat on their couch, or maybe you were at the game last night, and scored the exact amount of points as Tobias Harris, as he dropped a zero last night. There is something poetic about this, because he had a good game in Game 5.
Yes, he did.
His career 19. Here couldn't end with a good game. It had to end last night with a zero. You have to try in the NBA to start a game, play 29 minutes, and not score a point. You have to try to be invisible.
P.J. Tucker's done has a few, had a few of those.
But at least P.J.'s like,
but that's his moniker.
And he'll grab 8 or 9 rebounds.
Yeah, that's his moniker. What I love, Twitter is a blessing, or X, or whatever you want to call it, is a blessing or a curse. It's either however you look at it. But I love some of the memes that they put up, because that somebody just sent me a meme that I put up. And it was like, it basically said, you mean to tell me you're going to clock into work and do nothing? And then it had a picture of Tobias Harris, because that's basically what he did.
Yeah.
Listen, when you talk about the Herculean effort that you had from your bench last night, that you had from Joel Embiid on one leg and Bell's palsy. You know, Tyrese didn't have the night you wanted to have. But like a caller said earlier, I think it was Dre said, if Tobias Harris would have gave us 5 points, if he'd have gave us one of those just mediocre nights that he's given us in the past, 8 points, 10 points, we win that game. He didn't give us that.
He's brutal. I mean, it's brutal. He is a total stiff. It feels like a cruel prank that we had to watch all 5 years of this contract. That they signed him, they gave him 5-180, and we had to watch every – it was like a slow drip, like watching this thing minute by minute disappear here. What a poetic ending, sad ending to the Tobias Harris contract and tenure with the Sixers. Kendrick Perkins weighing in on Tobias and what he provided last night.
Tobias Harris, let him walk. Damn, he asked them if they wanted something from Chick-fil-A before the game. The team told him yes, and he came back with a bag full of napkins and straws. I mean, he was just a no-show out there.
That was a good one. That was a good one. He came back with napkins and straws.
I mean, it feels like the 5-year contract was napkins and straws for $180 million. Doesn't it fit perfectly, Kyle, that he went out on a 0 point night? The guy is useless.
Yeah, the most Tobias Harris-esque effort that you could possibly think up. It's like the Tony, is it the Tony Snell meme where it's like 48 minutes, 0 points, zero, like just zeros across the board. The guy provides you nothing, and I cannot possibly be happier that he's gone.
I wish.
How do you sleep at night though? Like seriously, me? how do you no, like like knowing that it's an elimination game, and you get 29 minutes. And you don't get nothing.
I think we know why how he sleeps at night, Hugh.
Like a baby,
a cold bed of cash.
Yeah, I mean there's that. But I mean, there's a level of pride that I think you know. You look at Kelly Oubre and how he played last night, and everybody else, Buddy Hield coming off the bench.
Sure.
How do you? I'm just curious. Like as a contributor to the cause, and the cause is to win the game. How do you go in the locker? What do you say? Like seriously, all jokes aside, what do you say?
No, you stay quiet. You stay quiet.
I mean, do you go in the locker room? Like that's embarrassing.
I guess you have to go in the locker room.
All right, you got no choice. You got your stuff. Yeah, but what is the like, Joe? What is the hey, dog? Yeah, that's tough game.
We like, almost had him, guys. Did we?
You get where I'm going?
I'm thinking about the Fresh Prince thing. We?
Yeah.
We?
Hey, dog. Like Tobias, because hey, dog, that was a tough game. Seriously, Tobias.
For us, it was. About you? Has anyone ever stolen more money from the city of Philadelphia?
Nah. You know, it's funny. Like, again, coming to work this morning and being on the elevator, that's what the gentleman said to me. He's like, I think he had the dollar, but he said $300 million. He made $300 million and didn't do it. I can't say the words he used, but, you know, it was just like, yeah.
It was 180, but we should charge interest for what we had to watch the last 5 years.
But it's just like, and you walked into that locker room after that, and you know, Joel Embiid had a come to Jesus moment where he had a moment of clarity where he just basically told you he didn't play well enough. And you sat in that locker room and was like, hey, you know what, fellas? My bad. We'll get him next time. Ain't no next time, dog. It's a wrap.
In the last two series, they've lost the postseason. I just pulled up Tobias Harris's game logs, by the way. The Boston series last year and the Sixers series, the Knicks series this year. That's 13 games, 7-6. That would be 13. We're good at math on this show. He's had 5 games in the last two playoff series. Actually, excuse me, six. Six. I'm bad at math. Six in the last two series that have mattered the most. Last year, the last two series they played. 6 out of the 13 games he scored in single digits. Or I guess last night counts with, is that a single? No digits. Nothing. He had 0 points last night in an elimination game. What a joke. At least we could say goodbye to Tobias.
You know what? What's going to be interesting is two things. Who he signs with and how quickly he signs. Because you know he's going to get a job.
Well, he's going to get a job. Yeah.
And who he signs with is going to be very, very interesting. I mean, I'm always fascinated with that because we talk about what he was here. But somebody out there feels like Tobias Harris is the missing link, the piece, a nice piece that they could. I'm just being honest, Kyle.
No,
I'm
being delusional.
No one thinks
you're talking about.
Okay, so we're gonna see. I'm just saying.
You know where he belongs? On a god awful team. He's gonna sign for on a team that wins 20 games. Like he belongs on those kind of teams.
I don't know.
Could you imagine being a GM who looks your fan base straight in the face and says, "We signed Tobias Harris"?
Yeah,
you have a lot of courage, man.
Yeah,
but this is our guy. Just scored zero.
Somebody's going to sign him.
He'll play in the NBA. I know he's definitely going to play.
He's going to sign for a nice little piece of change, too.
Good for him. Steal
more
money.
No, I'm just saying, it's going to be interesting to see where he goes. I would be, like, I'm kind of curious now to see where he goes.
Are you going to celebrate him getting another contract?
No, I'm not. See, Kyle, that's not what I'm
saying. Rip him. He's gone.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, with that effort that he just had, somebody's going to look at him and think that He's a valuable player. That's all I'm saying.
Now that he's gone, can you just say Tobias?
See, this is the problem. I'm not
Tobias is the problem.
Well, that too. I'm not praising him, but it's just fascinating to me how somebody who brought so little to the table is going to get another bite at the apple. That does not fascinate you.
No. It angers me.
What did Shannon Sharpe say last night? He sat on the couch with some Crocs on and a t-shirt and him and Tobias Harris had the same box score.
Can I just get a he stinks?
He stinks.
There we go. Oh.
But I'm just saying, you don't find that fascinating. The fact that.
Are we celebrating Hugh saying it or are we celebrating Tobias leaving?
The fact that this dude about to get paid, like somebody's going to pay him money. somebody's going to pay him a lot of money to do exactly what he did last night.
I'll never forget you. There's a lot of stupid people out there. Okay? 215-592-9494. Your reaction to last night. What's the emotion this morning here as the Sixers go down in six games to the Knicks? I'm disappointed because I thought it could have been more. I thought they could have won this series if they got it to New York for Game 7. All the pressure would have been on the Knicks. And let's be real, the Pacers are in the next round. I mean, the Knicks are a big favorite over the Pacers. I just saw their line for Game 1. Again, the Knicks are good. I think we have to respect them now. But the Knicks aren't a great team.
The Knicks, by the way, are
6.5-point favorites in Game 1. If the Sixers got through this series, they would have obviously been a favorite over the Pacers.
Can I say this about the Knicks, though?
Yeah.
Like, as spent as they were in the last game, and as much as we talked about how they potentially would be, like, have bungholitis, they didn't look scared at all,
Joe. They did not.
They did not look scared at all. They came out, and they came out firing. And I'm not going to lie, I was nervous. I was a little nervous with that when they went on that 20-point run.
Of course.
I was about to, I was nervous. I wanted a puppy.
That was one thing I never really bought yesterday is how people talk themselves into the fact that the Knicks might feel like pressured
It would have been more like that in Game 7 if they blew two games in a row.
You know, yeah. I was like that, Kyle, because of the way the game ended. Like, I thought the way the game ended, I thought that they were kind of dejected a little bit. They weren't at all.
Well, they're more mentally tough than the Sixers, obviously. Yeah. I mean, we saw it on display. And let's be real, their best player was better than our best player in the fourth quarter. It just keeps coming back to this. Brunson had 14 in the fourth, closed it out, and Embiid had, what, 6 in the fourth? Let's go to Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
You know, Joe, you and I are on the same page. We've talked about Joel Embiid at nauseam. Year in, year out. Is he the reason they lost last night? I wouldn't say he's the main reason. Had a great first three quarters. He was decisive. He was aggressive. Why doesn't that happen in the fourth quarter when your team needs you the most? Why?
I don't know. I mean, Mark, I have two theories. One, he's not mentally built for it. Or two, he's physically spent, and that's a shame because, Mark, the NBA, I think we overcomplicate it. It's pretty simple. In close games, tight games between two good teams, it comes down to whose star performs in the fourth quarter and rarely does ours.
He rarely does. Now, he scored the 50 a couple of games ago. He hit all those threes. But, you know, he stood outside the three-point line and just chucked up threes. He made them. Great. We won that game. I give him credit for that. Last night, when your team needs you the most, this is what a lot of people don't understand. There's two games within one game. There's the first three quarters, and then there's the fourth quarter. And the fourth quarter, when it means the most, single-digit game, your studs have to win the game for your team. Tobias Harris sucks. Wait, forget about Tobias Harris. Why is he even out? He shouldn't even been playing. Forget about him. He is what he is. We know he stinks. The expectation for him is zero. Joel Embiid is your man. Is he not the man on the Sixers?
He's the man. He's clearly the man.
Okay. Not Maxey. Maxey, yes, is your compliment. He's done a great job. He's young. He's learning. You knew the Knicks were going to take Maxey away last night. And they did a good job on him. Your stud, when he gets the ball in the fourth quarter, doesn't look at the basket, doesn't post up consistently. They have him out there setting ball screens. He clogs up all the driving lanes. You put him down low, he'll demand a double team, and will open the perimeter up. This is not rocket science. And every year we have the same discussion about Joel Embiid. Every single season, it's a repeat. The Raptors, the Hawks, the Celtics, he doesn't demand and will his team to win. Is this right or wrong,
It's Jeff? Right, Mark. And the other part of that is every time we go into the series, we are told, or we believe, whatever, that the best player on the court is Embiid, right? He's better than Tatum. He's better than Brunson. He's better than Jimmy Butler. And then he's not better than them in the actual series. I mean, that's the reality of it.
He's not. Now, you're going to keep him. You keep him. You got to put talent around him. But he needs to compliment a star. He's not the star. He doesn't have that in him. He's a great talent. but he doesn't have that take over. Give me the ball. Do you see that in him in the fourth quarter?
No, I don't.
Give me the ball.
Mark, like I don't. Rocky. And that's why if this is ever going to work, and Mark, we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, we
I mean, I said it earlier. I think we may have to rethink who he is. Like, Chris Bosh was a great player. If he stayed on his own team his whole career, he might have scored 30 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, he went to a team that had all these other great players, and he became number three. I'm not saying Embiid has to be number three. It's just like sometimes you miscast a player.
He might be a compliment guy.
Yeah. Now part of the part of this is finding a player that's better than Joel Embiid. And then, look, this offseason is going to be a lot of names out there. I keep coming back to LeBron because I know he has some of that in him. Now, he's old.
Yeah, but he's been in this thing.
I get it. But,
seasons,
but the other
man.
Example, LeBron, is Anthony Davis, people at one point thought was this all-time player. No, Anthony Davis is a great player. He'll go to the Hall of Fame. But Anthony Davis was – people realize at some point he's better as the number two, not really the number one. And Joel's probably a little bit better than him. But Mark's not wrong with what he's saying. The fourth quarters, I mean, he shot 23% in the fourth quarter in the series.
I agree with both of you that you probably have to rethink or recalibrate how we view Joel Embiid. Like, I think we should have probably done this a long time ago.
Yes.
And honestly, like, because Mark on the phone to me is talking about moving on from Joel Embiid.
Yeah,
which
he didn't want to go there.
Well, yeah, which, because, yeah. I mean, honestly, I think that's the most asinine thing in the world today. And to be that
I think
upset.
He kind of knew that. He didn't want
yeah, to. Yeah, well, to be like that upset with Joel Embiid on a day like today, honestly, I find it ridiculous. I really do. Like, I don't know what. Like, he had 39 points yesterday. Joel Embiid showed up to the game. Like, he looked like the guy that we wanted him to be. It was the exact opposite of how he showed up in game five. You know who didn't show up? Maxey.
I know.
Like, he's talking about Tobias Harris. You can't expect anything from Tobias Harris. That's not okay. That's not something you can just go into a game and accept that the role players around Joel Embiid, they're not going to give you anything. No, that's a problem. That's the problem.
Which is why they're going to spend their entire June into July courting a player they could hope is that third guy. Or maybe is the first guy or second. Whatever.
They need to find a way to win with Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, I think that's the answer. But to a lot of people, to your point, Kyle, like for them, because it's been so much of this, that it's Joel's fault. And I thought about that last night because we were talking about it. He did exactly what you wanted him to do, Joe. He went out there and he gave you 40, damn near 40 points, had 12 rebounds. It's just that down the stretch, when it felt like they were trying to feed him too much, he just came up short. You got to have somebody out there that's going to step up. I'm not mad at Tyrese Maxey because he's a little bit younger. He could have gave us a little bit more last night.
Yeah, he didn't play great.
Yeah, he could have gave us a little bit more last night.
Well,
but I think there's something there's something there.
Oh,
there's
certainly.
Something there.
No, I mean, I walk away from this more optimistic about Maxey's ascension than I do. Man, he did come up short last night. It's okay to say it. Maxey, two games ago, he was amazing. Last night, he was not. I think the struggle with the Embiid conversation is, like, we talk about him in two ways. Sometimes we talk about him as this all-time player. But then he doesn't do things. He doesn't play like that in the fourth quarter of playoff games. Like Kobe Bryant. Like Kobe Bryant didn't always play great in the playoffs in every moment. But in the fourth quarter, Kobe Bryant was going to rip your heart out. That's not Joel. I mean, it's just not. But sometimes we look at Joel and we're like, oh my goodness, he's one of the greatest players of all time. But there's two different kinds of all-time players. There's Hall of Famers, and then there's guys that are
really, really good players.
Yeah, and there's guys that are champions. You know, when this is over, and I don't think we've written the whole story yet on Joel. Obviously, there's more chapters in it. He may be more of the Patrick Ewing. He may be more of Chris Bosh if he never got with LeBron. He may be more of I think he's better than Carmelo Anthony, but I'm just trying to think of guys that were really great players, but just they weren't that guy late in the game.
Yeah.
So, I don't think today's a day to destroy Embiid, and I'm not destroying him. I think he gave a lot last night. Unfortunately, in the fourth quarter, Brunson gave more. I mean, that's just the way the game went.
Honestly, Joel, like, he had a bad game five, but he had a pretty good series.
He had a bad game five, and he did have a 50-point game.
Yeah. I mean, Joel Embiid had a good to great playoff series.
Well, probably when you look at the numbers, one of his better playoff series he's ever had.
Yes.
Well, I don't have it in front of me. It's probably like 32 a game, 10, 11 boards, and he probably averaged like 5 or 6 assists.
He had a stinker, and you know, even like great players, I would suspect, have a stinker every now and then in the postseason.
Yeah, I think that some of the frustration with Joel today, it ropes in all the years. It's not just last night.
It's a bottle. It's a cluster.
And it's like, is this ever going to happen?
Right.
Because the backdrop of this, he's not fully healthy, which he's never fully healthy. Let's go to Derek, who's up next. What's up, Derek?
Oh, Joe.
Derek.
I'm listening to you after today to be 20 hours this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do y'all think that the game is going to change, right? You keep comparing Joel Embiid to Kobe and Jordan and all these guys who have the ball in their hands. Listen, the game is never going to change, man. Basketball, like you're saying, in the fourth quarter, he just shrinks up. Like, you guys, you put up all these stats and stuff to make Embiid look bad. But if you look up, like, playoffs or just fourth quarter scoring, especially in the playoffs, like, you're not going to find a center in the top 20 because you're not going to ever lose to a center. That's not how basketball works, bro. Like, I'm not.
So, Derek, I agree with you, but based on what we have, he's the best player. So, do you agree with me that we might have to? They might have to rethink this. We might have to rethink this because it feels. Hold on, before you go on, and I let you finish. Of course, it feels like insanity where we go into it every year expecting a different result. If Joel Embiid is their most important and most volume scorer, it's going to be hard to ever get through all these series.
Okay, listen. You're saying we. I'm a Sixers fan. I don't go into the games looking at it like that because, in my opinion, the Sixers have never, like you said, Patrick Ewing, right? Patrick Ewing wasn't no stiff, bro.
Derek, he was a great player, but unfortunately,
but he never had nobody around him.
Well,
never
right,
had
and but Derek,
down the stretch, right?
You're right. But how did his career end? Ringless.
Yeah, because they don't put. That's what I'm saying. If they don't put the right pieces, right? Y'all letting Maxie off the hook. Maxie, the same. Listen, it's the one caller you agree with. Oh, the Knicks weren't going to let Tyrese Maxie beat him. He scored, like, what, 20 points in the fourth quarter in overtime. They didn't let him do that. If you have the ball in your hands all the time, you can pretty much, like, Brunson, yeah, he's great, but he's 90% of the Knicks' offense. Yeah. If Embiid was a point guard, I would not be calling in, like, trying to defend him. But with a center in the fourth quarter, Tom Thibodeau or any coach with a brain, they're not going to last. That's why Barkley said yesterday, it's got to go through Tyrese, bro, right? And B gets you 60 points against who, right?
The Spurs. The Wizards and the Spurs.
And stuff like, yep. You know what I'm saying? Playoff basketball, bro, especially in the fourth quarter of elimination game, like Hakeem Olajuwon, who I thought was a stud, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had Olajuwon and Ralph Sampson. 2 7-footers didn't win nothing, right? When did Elijah Wan win?
Yeah, when he had Drexler. When he had Clyde,
yeah. Robert Horry. You ever see a center, like, in a highlight making a game-winning shot in the finals? Nope. You want to know why? They ain't going to let him. It's easy to stop a big man when you want to. You want 2 guys at him and this and that. And B, he got a lot of growing up to do. I'm not going to say he doesn't. But he needs some running mates, man, especially down the stretch.
So, Derek, actually, I think you and I are saying the same thing. We're just coming at it from different perspectives.
Yeah,
I think
it sounds like it.
Last night, man.
Yeah, he did.
I'm more mad at the fans that call in every day. Like, Chuck, he's like, oh, Embiid's a loser. Like, Allen Iverson ain't won nothing. Is he a loser? Like, Embiid, he gave us all this series, man, with the palsy and the knee and all that. But what's the name? 0 points, Kyle Lowry. And then the coaching, Nick Nurse is no better than Doc Rivers, bro. Buddy Hield had 15 points in the second quarter and played a whole third.
Yeah, odd, and Derek was odd and disappointing. Yeah. Derek, we appreciate. I do.
He had his moment, like you know, as good as Nick Nurse is, and he won a championship. He had his moments where you're like, okay, what is he doing?
Yeah, I do think he's a better coach than Doc, but I'm not trying to take him off the hook if he made some mistakes this year, which he did. That's what I mean by talking about Joel in two different ways. We know he's great. I'm not saying he has to be Kobe. But we're trying to win. It's like, how do we win with this guy when we're all seeing the same reality of it year after year? 215-592-9494. And no, I know that AI is not a champion, but he was a great player. I know Patrick Ewing's not a champion. He was a great player. But let's be real. Joel Embiid is the only NBA MVP in the history of the sport to never be past the second round. That stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say he stinks. That reality stinks. 215-592-9494. All your calls coming up here. Your reaction to the Sixers dropping Game 6, the series, the reality of this team, where they go next. Scott Fransky is going to join the show at noon for Fransky Friday. When we get back, though, your calls. And I'll give you who I think is truly the most to blame for how this season ended. Maybe it was an overall big picture thought. But there's someone that's not getting enough blame for where the Sixers are today. We'll hit that next. Your call is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk to my friends over at, well, you know where. Everyone knows by now the major news. The new big acquisition, Kyle Schwarber's newest teammate, me. No, I'm not playing for the Fightins tonight, no. But as you've heard, I've partnered with Kyle and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the Tailgate Beer. This season, when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle. At bars all over the area, you can enjoy a free Philly Standard the day after Kyle goes yard. Here's how you do it, and maybe it'll happen this weekend with the Giants coming in. Download the Yards Brewing Company app. Super easy. There's details there and participating bars near you. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years. Made by Philadelphia. Drink responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.